In the skylight above Malcolm's bed, the raptors had almost bitten through the second metal bar. They could now poke their heads entirely through the shattered glass and lunge and snarl at the people below. Then, after a moment, they would pull back and resume chewing on the metal. Malcolm said,
"It won't be long now. 3, 4 minutes."
He pressed the button on the radio. "Tim, are you there? Tim?" There was no answer. Tim slipped out the door and saw the velociraptor down at the far end of the corridor, standing by the balcony. He stared in astonishment. How had it gotten out of the freezer? Then, as he watched, a second raptor suddenly appeared on the balcony, and he understood. The raptor hadn't come from the freezer at all. It had come from outside. It had jumped from the ground below. The second raptor landed silently, perfectly balanced on the railing. Tim couldn't believe it. The big animal had jumped 10 feet straight up. More than 10 feet. Their legs must be incredibly powerful. Lex whispered,
"I thought you said they couldn't..."
"Shh!" Tim was trying to think. But he watched with a kind of fascinated dread as the third raptor leapt to the balcony. The animals milled aimlessly in the corridor for a moment, and then they began to move forward in single file, coming toward him and Lex. Quietly, Tim pushed against the door at his back to re-enter the control room, but the door was stuck. He pushed harder.
"We're locked out," Lex whispered. "Look!"
She pointed to the slot for the security card alongside the door. A bright red dot glowed. Somehow the security doors had been activated.
"You idiot, you locked us out!"
Tim looked down the corridor. He saw several more doors, but each had a red light glowing alongside. That meant all the doors were locked. There was nowhere they could go. Then he saw a slumped shape on the floor at the far end of the corridor. It was a dead guard. A white security card was clipped to his belt. "Come on," he whispered. They ran for the guard. Tim got the card and turned back, but of course the raptors had seen them. They snarled and blocked the way back to the control room. They began to spread out, fanning out in the hallway to surround Tim and Lex. Their heads began to duck rhythmically. They were going to attack. Tim did the only thing he could do. Using the card, he opened the nearest door off the hallway and pushed Lex through. As the door began to close slowly behind them, the raptors hissed and charged. Lodge. Ian Malcolm drew each breath as if it might be his last. He watched the raptors with dull eyes. Harding took his blood pressure, frowned, took it again. Ellie Sattler was wrapped in a blanket, shivering and cold. Muldoon sat on the floor, propped against the wall. Hammond was staring upward, not speaking. They all listened to the radio.
"What happened to Tim?"
Hammond said.
"Still no word?"
"I don't know,"
Malcolm said.
"Ugly, aren't they? Truly ugly."
Hammond shook his head.
"Who could have imagined it would turn out this way?"
Ellie said.
"Apparently Malcolm did."
"I didn't imagine it," Malcolm said. "I calculated it."
Hammond sighed.
"No more of this, please. He's been saying I told you so for hours, but nobody wanted this to happen."
"It isn't a matter of wanting it or not,"
Malcolm said, eyes closed. He spoke slowly through the drugs.
"It's a matter of what you think you can accomplish. When the hunter goes out in the rain forest to seek food for his family, does he expect to control nature? No. He imagines that nature is beyond him, beyond his understanding, beyond his control. Maybe he prays to nature, to the fertility of the forest that provides for him. He prays because he knows he doesn't control it. He is at the mercy of it.
But you decide you won't be at the mercy of nature. You decide you'll control nature. And from that moment on, you're in deep trouble because you can't do it. Yet you have made systems that require you to do it. And you can't do it. And you never have. And you never will. Don't confuse things. You can make a boat, but you can't make the ocean. You can make an airplane, but you can't make the air. Your powers are much less than your dreams of reason would have you believe."
"He's lost me," Hammond said with a sigh. "Where did Tim go? He seemed such a responsible boy."
I'm sure he's trying to get control of the situation, Malcolm said, like everybody else.
And Grant, too. What happened to Grant?